Welcome to the Afternoon Jams. We're live on social media and live on 103.7 The Beat radio station. And very special day. Over the weekend, Lake Hawks and Flight honored 103.7 The Beat with the 103.7 The Beat Appreciation Day. And we are joined by the biggest boss of all bosses, Janet Robinson's in the building. Yes, that all-state track star from Muskegon Heights. State champs in the building. Janet Robinson's in the building for Lake Hawks and Flight. How are you doing today,
sis? I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you for your introduction as well.
But they know you as Janet Evans, too. You know what I mean? The record. You know
that, that is true.
Yes. Great production, what y'all did over the weekend. What made y'all decide to, you know, kick off the Kids Free Trip to Africa program and 103.7 to be Appreciation Day?
Well, I was always raised, and I believe in show appreciation when people are living. And 103.7 has done so much for our community. Started years and years ago, and you've been one of the biggest boss. When you talk about boss, rolling, you have done so much, and you constantly do good, bad, and different. You make sure as we're relevant, you make sure you get the information out to us. So with that, we wanted to do appreciation, to appreciate the radio station. And I know, working in the background, that there are a lot of people that work in the background may never get that appreciation. So we wanted to kick it off by doing appreciation for you all and for the 2025 fundraising to Ghana, because that is a big, big step. And that's a big task that you guys take on without effort.
Wow. And it was major. I don't know if y'all seen the video of Big Rob dancing. he had some of the Estelita's wine, the red wine. And this dude was, he left it. He's trending right now.
So I left it all on the floor.
It's trending.
Yeah, he's trending. Right. He had dance moves.
So you have quite a few presentations. I'll let you get with the big presentation first. And we got staff here, and we're going to get individual staff inside, and they all get something from you guys.
Thank you. The first one we want to present with you to you all is a certificate of appreciation, which was awarded with special honor to WVZ 103.7 The Beat for being the backbone of the community for more than 19 years. Starting underground and working through the trenches to ensure the radio station is relevant to our ever-changing world from local to global. Today, we publicly acknowledge Paul A. Billings and his outstanding staff for their hard work, dedication, and loyalty, not only to Muskegon County, Michigan, and Orange County, Florida, but also to our well-deserved kids with the station's dynamic program focused on free trips to Africa. An outstanding staff that we want to recognize today is Paul P. A. Billings, Robert Big Round Roundtree Sr., Mihai DJ Q89 Quinn, Willie Dusty Blue Smith, Raymond Ray J the Doctor Alexander, Wynice Miss Nisi Harrison, Greg G Man Roberts, Janae Lady J Jones, Doug Sims, Rosalie Miss Rosie Reese, Leslie Solo Singleton, Jillian Jill Chappelle, Bob Ecker, Melvin Burns, Prosecutor DJ Hilson, Pastor Christopher Robinson with New Hope Baptist Church, Christ Temple, and Christian Fellowship Church as well. This is a big pack of mission that can go into your office. We'd like to dedicate to you all.
Wow. So check this out. Be watching online. Be watching online. This is a big plaque that's going up in the office, presented to us. This was something, you know, out of the box thinking, Muskegon. We never had an entity say, we know what, we're going to do Appreciation Day for the family, for the whole crew, because it's not just about me or Big Rob and Behan. We have a group of people who do their research, do their prep every day. They put it on the line for Muskegon. I mean, Ray J the Doctor been coming in for 22 years, and you can probably count on your hands and feet the amount of days that he has missed. Even though he can get days off, he comes in. He's passionate about what he do.
Show up.
And that is with everybody. So I know we got some people we're going to be calling in. DJ 289, I guess he's our first one to come in, and we're inside the Mar Entertainment live video room, so we don't have enough space to get everybody inside this room, so they got to come in one at a time and get their plaque.
Well, y'all got some audio
difference. No, we got audio difference. No, this is from the Lake Hawks to you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna read this to you because I know you would want me to, and I won't read them all because they are similar, but we just have their designated name. Okay. So we'd like to present to you a certificate of appreciation. It's probably presented to me, DJ Q89, and appreciate your individual service and contribution to Muskegon Heights and throughout Muskegon County. Your dedication, hard work, and generosity have made a significant impact. We are grateful for your years of support.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. There you go.
There you go, Q. Sean, oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say nothing.
Make sure you pay attention to that hard work.
There you go. Hard work. Hard work. I can sit in here with y'all. No, we gotta get some more people inside the room. You know, you're running the production right now. We live on radio and we live on social media. Janet Robinson's here. Ronald Jenkins was scheduled to be here, but he's of course he has a city council meeting coming at 5:30 and stuff. Stuff do come up. So we have the next person coming up here is
Miss Janae Lady J. Jones.
Lady J. Jones. Now, Lady J. Jones, before you read hers, and I know you say they're pretty similar, she is very much behind the scenes. I don't know if she's ever been on social media.
Oh, so she like me today, huh? Because I haven't been in most the studio.
Most people don't know how she look if she exists. They thought she might be an AI person, but she is a real life person.
Well, welcome. That's how they welcome me today, too. Ms. J, on behalf of Lake Hawks and Flight, Lake Hawks, we'd like to present you with this certificate of appreciation. It just simply says, in appreciation of your individual service and contribution to Muskegon Heights throughout Muskegon County, your dedication, hard work, and generosity have made a significant impact, and we're grateful for your years of support here at the radio station.
Thank you so much. And that I appreciate it.
Hey, y'all see her on Facebook. That's Lady J right there, y'all. Get a good lip. You might not see anymore. That's her. Well, we're live. If you just tuned in on 103.7 The Beat radio station, over the weekend, the Lakes House and Flights did a appreciation day for 103.7 The Beat. And to the staff who couldn't make it, they're doing the presentation live right here at the studio. Who we got next?
We have Miss Jillian Jill.
The midday host, Jill. Jill Anderson Chapel.
Does I?
Yeah. She has her daughter with her, but I'm sure she's come in with her daughter. Hope she come in. Okay, she's not gonna have a daughter with her. Okay, cool. Come on in. Go get so people can see your daughter too. I just met her daughter. I told her daughter, no, y'all rich. You know you were born into a rich family.
Did she blink her eyes?
Like,
she
looked like eyes. Yep. She's cute. I know.
Right.
She look at you and be like I know.
She's scoping everything out. You know what I mean?
Like she know.
Right, right. But her baby is just 6 months old and very adorable. Very adorable. Come on in. Come on in. Hey. So if you're watching online, check out Ricky and Jillian's little princess.
This is behind the real work. Miss Jillian, on behalf of the Lakehawks in Flight, we want to present you with this certificate of appreciation. It's just an appreciation for your individual service and contribution to Muskegon Heights and throughout Muskegon County. Your dedication, hard work, and generosity have made a significant impact. We are grateful to your years of support with the radio station.
Thank you so
we wanted to present that to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. What's your baby name?
Aja.
Aja.
He called you.
It's Aja.
She's like, she's not talking.
She's like, she on the flag, though.
She's like, I don't care about nothing else.
So adorable. Thank you for your service, too.
Thank
yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Muskegon. We rolling. Lake House and Flights is in the building. Miss Niecy is coming up next. She's another boss.
A real person.
Yeah, she's a real person. Well, they know Miss Niecy. I mean, she just won iconic, distinguished, epic. What other title? Give me another name. You were there.
You told me I can't talk.
Oh, you here? Mama, say something. Say something relevant.
Wasting space.
Yeah, just say something relevant.
That's it. I'm taking up extra oxygen.
Yeah. acting like Ryan Day right now. That's our fate. Now this
you
person
put me on the plane, right?
This person don't need no introduction. She's an iconic living legend. We rarely get a chance to see her, to be in the midst of her. You get some kind of feeling when you get around her. Special in the business.
When you call her, you got to talk to her assistant first, and then you might get a hold of her.
But
then
she's about that business, though.
She'll say, well, hold, you got 5 minutes.
She take care of business, though.
I need to move up some level.
So be honest. She's on the overnights handle, been doing overnights for a while for us, and has a very distinctive voice and take pride in everything she does. So I yield the floor to you, Janet.
And that is one of the reasons why Lakehawks in Flight would like to dedicate this certificate of appreciation to you, my niece, Miss Niecy. Harrison. In appreciation of your individual service and contributions to Muskegon Heights and throughout Muskegon County, your dedication, hard work, and generosity have made a significant impact, and we are grateful for your years of support. So with that love, we want to dedicate this certificate to you because we know you work behind the scenes.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Beautiful. She just won the award at Shades of Excellence.
Oh. Yeah. I seen that picture when you started talking about the elegance. Yeah. I seen it.
Amazing sister. Great story from all the way from Oakland, California to little Muskegon, Michigan. Mm-hmm. And she's been a blessing to our community. So we got some great people here, and I'm glad y'all doing this.
Thanks. Thank you.
And she knows Jesus.
Yeah. And that's what's important.
Woman of God. That's what I call her, missionary. I never really call her. I always say Miss Missionary because she will pray for you and give you one of them Old Testaments in a minute.
I'm telling you.
You need those God-fearing people. You don't get it recognized as much.
Yeah. Send Ray J in.
So, the next one is Ray J.
Ray J, the doctor.
Who don't need an introduction either.
No, we can just sit back, let him.
Because he's going to come in acting like he just.
No, Ray J's the man.
He's the man.
He's all that.
He the man.
I mean, we grew
Ray
up.
Ray J is all that. Look at him.
Yeah. Like, he came in.
He owned the place.
This is room. This is room for room. Ray J. Ray J built this place, man. Ray J's
the man. With his bare hand and his feet.
Yeah.
You the man? I'm a
Raymond.
That is Raymond.
So do the presentation.
Okay, and I'm gonna read this to you, and I'm gonna present it to you, and then I'll give you whatever you want.
Yeah. It's Raymond. Look at his driver's license.
No, it's not.
Go ahead, though.
On behalf of the Lakehawks in Flight, we'd like to present the certificate to you, appreciation, proudly presented to Ray.
There you go.
Ray J. the doctor himself, go. Alexander, in appreciation of your individual service and contribution to Muskegon Heights throughout Muskegon County. Your dedication, hard work sometimes, and generosity have made a significant impact. And we are grateful sometimes for your years of support.
I'd
like to present this to you, and you don't have to worry. That will be correct. And I'll add some other stuff to it when we're not on the air. Okay. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, great. Sometimes.
I'll add that to it too.
Yeah, sometimes.
Ray J, man, you already know we honored you, I think, a couple years ago with the big plaque, but you know how we feel about you. And you know, you were one of the first people to build this team. You gotta have some good people there on the ground level. And when we started building this thing, Ray J is one of the first people I reached out to. He was working at the Heights Middle School, and I was like, Ray J, man, can you please come join to be on radio? And he had never done radio before, but radio is about being a personality. And we know Ray J is a personality.
He's got a big personality.
Yes, he's a star. He didn't need us.
Right.
We needed him.
Right.
So I'm glad that y'all doing this to our staff. I'm very appreciative of this.
I appreciate it too. You know.
Yeah.
I never got nothing but love. Really appreciate it.
We any more out there?
No.
You sure? We got tell Dusty. We got Dusty too. We got Dusty. All right, Ms. King, we live on social media.
No, Raymond, this all right.
Yeah.
But I'm not Raymond.
Live on 103.7 beat, live on social media. And we're being honored by the Lakehawks in Flight. So you gotta excuse. We got about 20 people in the building right now at the Amazing Right Media Center. So just appreciating the moment. The next person is
Dusty Baloo.
Dusty Blue. They can't hear you because you ain't by the mic. You know, you got to talk into the mic.
Go ahead and take over while he's doing that.
Yeah, he told me I can't talk too much.
He didn't say that.
Yes,
we have this for Dusty, and we know we got a plaque from y'all, but we have something for Dusty that we want to get him. Person, I know his plaque.
Why it take him so long to get here? As young as
come on
he
in,
is.
Dusty. We live on radio.
So don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. You ain't supposed to say, Dusty.
He never said that.
Okay. So Dusty, you got a presentation coming from the Lakehawks in Flight once we go off air because your plaque is in the box. But this is from M106, presented to you for your hard work and service to commence more than 7 years of service to West Michigan Community Help Network, Motown Classic Oldies Radio personality, Dusty Blue. We just want to say thank you to your service, and this is your plaque to put on your wall it's our version of giving out a platinum record. So thank you so much.
That is an honor.
But Janet has something that we're going to get to you off the air that we get from the
because it's in the box.
It's in the box. We didn't know you was coming. We didn't know you was here. So
I didn't get the message. You know, excuse me for my
That's all right.
But we have the Lake Austin flight. We do appreciate you, and I will present your flight to you off the air.
I appreciate everything you're doing, and I love what I'm doing.
Go ahead.
I appreciate everything because I love what I'm doing. I love working here, and I love working with the people that's here. It's an honor to me. And I was amazed when they offered me the job when they first got it. And I'm saying like, wow, Big Rob said. I said, I don't know what to say, you know. I mean, but we came in, we did it, and I enjoy it.
Thanks. M106. Check him out during the midday on 106.1, our sister station M106. And we did find it. It was down here, I guess.
So I'll read your certificate as well. Certificate of appreciation, proudly presented to Willie Dusty Blue Smith, in appreciation of your individual service and contribution to Muskegon Heights throughout Muskegon County. Your dedication, hard work, and generosity have made a significant impact. We are grateful for your years of support. We present that to you from Lake Hawks and Lake Hawks in Flight. And I know I said I wasn't going to read all of them because they're the same, but nonetheless.
I appreciate the Lake Hawks. Ryan and yourself, you know what I mean? You've been beautiful to me, and I've been able to do everything for you and that I can do. And I will continue to do as much as I possibly can for you anytime you call me. I appreciate everything. It's been a role call and an honor to be able to do whatever I do. You know what I
mean? Thanks.
That's the blue. There you go.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you for recognizing us and kicking off
the Kids Free Trip
to Africa campaign. And honor 103.7. But is that everybody? That's everybody.
We have Miss Karen Bowie.
Oh, Karen. Oh, yeah. Sister.
Thank you.
Yeah, we gotta get the big boss, another boss in here.
No doubt.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Well, we're live on radio, and we gotta get the plaque for Karen Bowie.
Any more in the box?
Well, have Karen come on in, and we would do the presentation off the air. Yeah, have Karen come on in. Ray J crazy, y'all. Y'all listening on radio. Ray J didn't win, got his ID.
I have his driver's license.
I got his driver's license.
I'm going to run him. That's something to come back on it.
Wow, she fancy. Y'all look at Karen. Look at Karen. Wow.
Look at it. And then she going to sit down all proper and stuff. You should come here like I'm at the crib.
Right. Y'all can share mic. So let Karen have presentation would be off the air, but what do you want to say to Karen?
I just want to let you know how much we appreciate you on behalf of the Lake Hawks and Flight, your dedication, your loyalty, all the things you've done. I've never not called you and you've not showed. You've always been there for us, and we appreciate that.
Oh, it's such an honor. It's such an honor. It's an honor to be a part of this radio station. I've been here almost 20 some years, and it's been an amazing, amazing opportunity to serve the community. My little brother is amazing. My big little brother over here, Big Rob, is my bodyguard.
He's a headache as well. I know.
But I love them. Their family. We've traveled together and from Baker Street to Ghana.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a journey.
It's the journey. We've been on a journey.
And slave castles together.
Yes.
Yeah.
And many more journeys to come.
You need to make a rap song, Paul, from Baker Street to Ghana.
From Baker Street to Ghana. Yeah. We got some more stuff on the floor for next year. We'll talk about that later. We're going even further. we came a long way in Karen. Karen is the ultimate professional and just know how to treat people regardless of your political affiliation, regardless of your race, regardless of who you are. I mean, she treated everybody equal. And I mean, she decided to come back home. She didn't have to come. She was in California. She was a probation officer. She was arresting people. The gang. This girl know how to work with the MS-16 or 17. What's their name?
MS-13.
Yeah. MS-13. I knew it was a number. Yes. She was arresting them folks in California.
In California.
Can you see that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I do know she come from good stock. All the way back from Washington.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good stock. That's a generational. That's missing a little now.
Yeah, exactly.
To come back to Miss Muskegon.
And I'm so glad I did.
Yeah.
God has really, really blessed me.
Yes.
Since I came home. And it's been an honor. I mean, not too often do you get to do something that you love twice. And I've been able to serve the community twice as a county clerk. And I'm overwhelmed. I really am. And serve our community is nothing but a blessing.
Well, we decided to drive it by. I got to do us top of the hour. But while we got you here, Kim, I'm going to ask you this question. WBSLP 103.7 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. Last week, Tuesday, before you came to the food giveaway, tell Muskegon where you went as part of the county clerk for Muskegon.
Almost 2 years now, we've been going to the rescue mission, Muskegon Rescue Mission on Laketon. And we've been giving out free birth certificates to the indigent because they don't have a place to live. They don't have monies. They don't have transportation. So I initiated a program called the Tyler Technologies, and we're able to go there on site and provide free birth certificates for them if they're born in Muskegon, so they can go out and get jobs and housing and Social Security. And
their passport too, right?
And their passports, everything that they need. You can't do anything without your birth certificate.
How long did it take them to get that birth certificate?
Oh, maybe about 3 minutes.
Woo! Wow. That's a blessing.
There printing it, signing it right on the spot.
That's
me, I had to wait 5 years to get mine.
Snail mail. Wow.
Yeah.
So what happened? How did things change that you could do something like that?
I just did it. I didn't ask for
it. That sounds like Trump right there.
I just did it.
Executive order, you know? I didn't ask anybody.
That's what you call a boss.
That's a boss.
Yeah. So I figured, how much is paper going to cost us? All it was costing was my time and 3 cents piece of paper. I make that in 2 seconds at the county building. So, so we took those resources, and all I'm doing is my time and paper. The program is already programmed, so we just bring our printer and our computer, and we can look it up whether they're at the state. Sometimes the birth certificates are housed at the state, and we have a connection where we pick up the phone, call them, and they send it right over via internet, and we were able to provide it for them.
How many birth certificates have you done like that over the past year?
We're probably at over 150, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah. And we not only do it there, we collaborate it with Muskegon Family Care because they have the same clientele. We do the exit program for the reentry back into the communities for those getting out of jail or prison. We work with the parole department, and we just collaborated with Goodwill Industries.
Outstanding.
Amazing. That's why she's worthy. She's worthy of so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you, so much.
You were recently received an award over in Detroit, if you don't mind share about that.
Oh, award. Yeah. The African American Leadership Award for exceptional leadership throughout the state of Michigan. And there's only been one other person that got that, and that was Garland Gilchrist, our attorney general.
Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. It was a blessing. I was surprised. That was the very last one they called. I was getting ready to pick up my purse and go home.
Say the best for last.
Yes. So they're really pressing me to run for Secretary of State in 2026 because we've never had an African American since what was his name?
Richard Austin. Yeah.
That's how long ago it's been. And there's no one from this side of the state, and there's only two county clerks black in the whole state.
Oh, really?
That's me and Wayne County.
Wow. Not even Flint.
No.
Wow.
No. So.
Well, you definitely. I mean, I know me and Rob can do at least a couple thousand each, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can do some fundraisers. I could sell the body part if I have to for you.
Get some blood. Get that cone again.
The way that video is trending online, Rob.
I gotta find a stripper pole. Anybody got a stripper pole? Let me know.
All right, step pole.
Shout out to my brother Ken Murph over in New York. And say proud of my brothers, Ken Murph, man. Love
Ken.
You, man. Yeah, love you, brother. Love you. Thank you for watching. Thank you, Janet, and the recognition.
Yes, thank you, Janet. It's been amazing.
But you. Your whole staff, Ronald Jenkins, and your whole staff, Cedric Scott. There's so many names, Joey Williams, Pastor Joe Lane, and for rolling out the red carpet for a Saturday. It really, really meant a lot to be around family.
And if y'all need an interior decorator or something, call her. Because I'm telling you, the way she had that place laid out, I'm telling you, PA, what do you think?
Oh my God.
You got better words for it than me.
I mean,
I used to smoke a lot of weed.
So she had the African colors there. It was themed out in an African theme. I thought I was at a celebration in my village. Really, it was so much time put in. That's what really, really touched me, was that the time and the meticulous effort that you put into to putting this together. I mean, it was like, wow, they really. No, they had a planning committee. You know what I mean? You can tell they had a planning committee, Rob. They had a production meeting.
She was the committee. You
know, that was a lot of work.
Yeah. I appreciate it. We do our best. We try to make sure when we do something, we come correct. You don't want to, it's those little things that matter to people. And anybody can throw something together, but when it comes time to celebrate, you need to celebrate the right way. Right. And you guys, we need to celebrate the right way.
I only got one complaint.
What's your complaint?
There was no cream puffs there.
There was no cream puffs, cream puff. But I'm trying to introduce you to other things.
Let me tell you about Janet, though. She and I work together more than you all really realize. What do we call you?
Set aside lady.
She's a set aside lady. She does our expungement clinics, and she's amazing. Yeah.
She hooked me up.
She's our set-aside queen. That's the queen right there, set-aside.
And so you have helped. How many people have you helped
get
expunged, get their criminal record expunged?
I can't even give you a number. It's so many, but it's an honor to be able to do that, bring it back home to Muskegon
dozens,
County.
Hundreds?
Oh, yeah. We what, thousands.
Thousands?
Yeah, we got a lot of people that have actually.
In Muskegon?
In Muskegon Heights, we probably done in the great hundreds.
Wow, man.
I have done 5. We have one more to do coming like February or March. Mm-hmm. But now people trust us, so they're coming out. Because at first they thought it was something, a hidden agenda.
Right, because now some of these people can get a CCW permit. They can protect their family, right? They can get a job.
New housing.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm going to get about 10 guns.
No, we already got you on the list. You cannot get a gun. You cannot possess.
He can't possess a gun?
He cannot.
Oh.
We put him on a special
list. We're a paper actor. Kim Mercer, my brothers should have statues put up all over the years in dedication to both of you for the community. Kim, man, you too much, man. Love you, man. Love you. All right.
You can.
Thank you, Janet. Janet was not expecting to be on radio.
Not at all.
She's behind the scenes. Ronald was supposed to be here.
Yes, he was.
But
the queen is here.
She did her thing.
Yeah, she did.
Did her thing. Get ready to go back to more music. Thank you for the recognition for our staff and for the community.
And thank you guys for inviting us. We appreciate it.
Keep it here.